From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We've got a great show for you today, especially because later on we're going to be joined by Alan Menken, the multiple Oscar-winning composer who wrote the songs for the Disney classics Beauty and the Beast and A Little Mermaid and Aladdin, a bunch of others. In his honor, Carl won't just record the voicemail message for today's winners. He'll invite the lucky winners to live with him happily ever after at his palace.
And there's, Peter, there's room for everyone in my Carl Castle.
I just want to be part of your world, Carl. So get ready to sing the number 1-888. Wait, wait.
Turning a little creepy.
Yeah, I am. I know. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Lynn Sudlow. I'm from West Lebanon, New Hampshire.
West Lebanon. That's west of Lebanon, right?
Exactly.
What do you do there?
Well, actually, I spend a lot of time in my car because I run an errand and personal assistant service.
An errand and personal assistant service? This means that people call you up to run errands for them?
Yes, and basically do all kinds of things that they're just too busy to take care of.
Really? Well, who runs your errands?
My husband.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Lynn. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to comedian, writer, and performer, Mr. Peter Gross, right there.
Hi, Lynn.
Next, deputy editor and blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor is here.
Hi, Lynn.
And finally, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hello there, Lynn.
Hi, Adam.
I might need you to run a lightning round for me later.
Lynn, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl? This time, Carl Castle, of course, will recreate for you 3 quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain 2 of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. You ready to go?
That's great, yes.
All right, here is your first quote.
Recently, porking has gotten way out of control.
That was Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who we hope was not talking about her private life, but about the big budget bill, which by her lights includes too much of what?
Of tax breaks?
No. She enjoys tax breaks.
Yeah.
There's a term for these? They're all against them?
Right, right. The earmarks.
The earmarks.
That's it.
Representative Bachmann made the remarks about too much, quote, porking in a written but clearly not carefully proofread statement. Unlike Sarah Palin, who just makes up words, Bachmann decided to use existing words really inappropriately. Ms. Bachmann and other Republicans this week were criticizing the $1.2 trillion omnibus spending bill, and by porking, she meant the $8 billion in earmarks hidden inside it. She has pledged to make sure Congress becomes more transparent so that if congressmen want to pork, they're going to have to do it in front of the American people. And sadly, the biggest porkers are never the ones you want to see porking. I'm not actually quite clear on what these senators said when reporters said to them, they said, why are you protesting these earmarks? You put them in the bill.
And they were like, that was before the election.
Something like that.
That was bad me who has the goatee.
Yeah. That was my evil twin, Ditch McConnell. That dastardly Ditch always trying to bring money home to Kentucky.
Damn you, Ditch McConnell. I know he's been in my office because there's a cigarette smoking in the ashtray.
All right, here is your next quote.
Time magazine just named its Person of the Year 2007.
That was a tweet from comedian John Hodgman. He was reacting to Time Magazine's 2010 Person of the Year. Billionaire Mark Zuckerberg, creator of what?
Facebook.
Yes. 5 years, yes, Facebook. 5 years after Facebook was founded, Time Magazine chose its founder as Man of the Year. They've taken some heat for being a little late on this.
Well, the magazine is called Time.
It's true. One lets them go by.
And it is a weekly.
It didn't help that this year's runner-up was Eli Whitney for his contribution to cotton ginning.
Maybe they think it's 2007 and people are still reading Time magazine.
It's possible.
Too soon.
Too late.
Too soon. The flesh of journalism is still warm.
Let's be respectful.
Yeah.
In their tribute to Zuckerberg, Time points out that Facebook, if it were a country, would be the fourth largest country on Earth. But of course, it would also be the most self-involved nation. Its primary products would be fake crops, fake mafia hits, and 1 million metric tons a year of embarrassing photos.
And it would be a country that's in a relationship with another country.
It would be. Well, look, Facebook just poked China.
Somebody needs to.
I'm not going to comment on this, Peter. I'm just going to give you a thumbs up so I feel like I'm participating.
There you are.
I like this segment. That's as far as I'm going to go.
All right, very good. Here's your last quote.
I can't remember the last time I bought a pair of suspenders. A lot of people send them to me. Ryan Seacrest sends me all my jeans.
That was an appropriately random thought from a man who ended his long-running interview show on CNN Thursday night. Who was it?
King.
Yes, Larry King. Very good. Yes. The man who pitched more softballs than Jenny Finch, who, by the way, is an actual famous softball pitcher.
It always works when you have to explain it.
I know.
Always.
Said farewell to his CNN show this week after his precipitous ratings decline reduced his audience to just his ex-wives and children, which still left him with about 2.3 million viewers a week. But the departure is kind of sad because his pleasant hour of whomever he had on talking about whatever they wanted has been killed in the ratings by other shows featuring angry people shouting at other people. To his credit, he tried angry confrontation, but he just ended up shouting compliments. And I was like, Barbra Streisand, how do you stay so young? You're beautiful! Didn't fit his style, you know?
He's going to keep it up. He'll just be in his home now.
His home?
Rec Room, you're on the air! Do you have any questions for Angela Lansbury?
Carl, how did Lynn do in our quiz?
Peter, Lynn had 3 correct answers, and Lynn, congratulations, you win our prize.
Well done, Lynn. Congratulations.
Lynn from New Lebanon, you're a winner.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Hats off to Lynn.